Okay, here we go. Good morning. Today is Friday, April 19th, 2024. The time is 8:30 a.m. I now call the meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. At this time, I'll do a roll call. Commissioner Morris, are you present?
Present.
Commissioner Green?
Here.
Thank you for joining us today and filling in. Commissioner Serna is not able to join us. We have three members of the Audit Committee present. If there's anyone wishing to address the commission, you'll need to fill out a witness affidavit form and bring it to the front. Public comments on non-agenda items are limited to 5 minutes and agenda items to 10 minutes. The first order of business today is the approval of the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on February 16th of 2024. These minutes were circulated to the members in the agenda packet. Are there any corrections needed to the minutes? Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on the February 16th of 2024?
So moved, Rosie Morris.
Thank you.
Marty Green, second.
Thank you very much. Any discussion, members? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, and motion carries. We will now move on to item B. Filling in today for Commissioner Cooper will be Deputy Commissioner Wendy Rodriguez. So, Commissioner Rodriguez, you're on deck first.
Thank you very much. On page 5 is the Department of Banking's Audit Committee Activities Report. We show 4 audits. 3 are in process. And on the SWARM audit for risk management, it began in the middle of February. We're currently awaiting for our final report. There's a little bit of turnover at SWARM, and we are reassigning our case to someone else. So we're waiting on that one. On the Texas Workforce Commission, that's the personnel policy and procedure system review that happens every 6 years. Our review has been completed. Since we're actually submission of this report, we've received our final report from TWC. It was a positive review. They've actually used a few of our policies as examples for other agencies, so that was very positive for us. We are currently in our payroll and human resource audit with Garza Gonzalez, and it's expected to be completed by the end of the month.
Very good.
Thank you.
Commissioner Pettyjohn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our report is on page 6, and there's just a couple of items. We've got 2 items scheduled coming up later in the fiscal year. And then the State Office of Risk Management completed our risk management program review report, which you will find in the packet. And they had 2 recommendations for us, and one is completing this risk safety and health manual, separate from some of the policies that were already contained in the employee manual. So we are segregating those out, and that will be completed by the end of the month. And then they made a comment related to retaining institutional knowledge and how to transfer institutional knowledge, which, of course, is something that I think, you know, as an agency, we certainly have been aware of and are working on, and I think we have a pretty good program to do that, but that seems like a regular comment that they may perhaps make. So we'll document that a little bit and have something for you to complete. Well, we'll complete that by the end of May and submit that. And that concludes my report.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Reddick.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on page 14 is the report from the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. 4 in total. The first 2, the control penetration test and web application vulnerability, still in process. And the second, the same, the post-payment and procurement audit. The field work has begun, but we're in the midst of that. And then the latter 2 are scheduled, but have not yet taken place. The State Office of Risk Management report on the risk management practice review is scheduled to be performed on the 17th of May, so next month. Then the mortgage grant fund is still to be scheduled. We anticipate May, June, when it would happen.
Very good. Thank you. Good reports. Item C, Commissioner Rodriguez.
On page 15, you'll find our investment report. Nothing unusual, normal activity, just interest that has been compounded.
Thank you. Commissioner Pettyjohn.
I'd like to ask Director Diamond to come forward and provide a report for the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner.
Good morning, Maria Diamond, Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner. The investment officer report starts on page 18 of your packet. Normal activity in the recovery fund on page 18. Moving to page 19. You will notice in Q2, a cash addition of $266,000, which are primarily TFEE fees that were paid with CAB renewal, which is collected in November and December. And then you will also notice about $18,000 in grant disbursements in Q2 as well. This is only a portion of the disbursements for grantees this cycle. The rest of the reimbursements will be paid out in Q3. And then moving toward the bottom, overall growth of about $900,000 in the portfolio in Q2.
Members, any questions? Thank you. Commissioner Reddick.
Yes, on page 20 is the investment officer report begins. Details there, the recovery fund and the earmarked balances to the mortgage grant program balance. And then where it is invested, as you can see, primarily it's in the Texas Treasury Safekeeping Trust. And then on the next page on the mortgage grant fund, it shows the remaining or the balance as of the end of February. We're still in that and in the cycle for doing that. We have further information on that at the end or later on the agenda for the audit committee.
Thank you. Members, at this time, do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's 2024 second quarter investment officer reports?
So moved, President Morris.
Marty Green, second.
Thank you. Members, any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Members, we will now move on to item D. Commissioner Rodriguez, if you'll please give us the report from the Department of Banking.
All righty. On page 22 is the operating statement and budget analysis. A little statement to make. So in December of 23, our CFO retired. We posted the job and conducted interviews, went through a lot of interviews and also made some decisions. After reviewing all the candidates, it was decided to re-employ Mr. Sammy Chadley. So he is returning back to us as the CFO, and he is present today to provide the statement and the report.
Welcome back, sir. You look younger and refreshed. You worked well for retirement.
Thank you. Or you failed at retirement.
Welcome back, Sammy.
Thank
good
you.
To see you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. As Wendy was mentioning, Sammy Chadley, Department of Banking, as Wendy was mentioning, on page 22 is the operating statement for the department. For the quarter, actual revenues were at 98.3% of budget, and actual expenditures were at 89.8% of budget. I will go over more details on the next page, which is page 23, which shows various explanations. Under miscellaneous revenues are collected, interest continues to come in higher due to a higher rate of returns than budgeted. On the expenditure side, the main variance is related to employee compensation and benefits. This category represents about 93% of the total variance. This variance is mainly due to vacant staff positions, vacancies in terms of FTEs, February 29th, 2024. Were 13 on the administrative side and 23 on the examiner side. More vacancy and staffing information will be provided in the Finance Commission meeting. On page 24 is the liquidity report. The main item to report is the unreserved cash balance of 3.85 months, which is within the liquidity policy guidelines.
Questions? Any questions, members? Welcome back, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
No, just as Sammy indicated, we will address the vacancies later.
Okay. Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Diamond will provide our report.
Thank you, Commissioner. The second quarter financial statement is on page 25 of your packet. I will highlight just a few items from the variance analysis. First, starting with revenues. Overall revenues are at 111% of the budget currently. With regard to consumer lending, a significant number of licenses were reinstated and paid the late filing fee following the end of the renewal period on December 31st. Moving to motor vehicle sales finance, industry. The assessment projection that we established back in the summer during the budget cycle, we underestimated the volume of licensees that would renew by about 2%. So that's a cause for the positive variance. Additionally, we've seen slightly more applications come in than initially projected back in the summer as well. Moving to expenditures, overall expenditures are at 93% of the budget. With regard to travel, you'll note there in the variance that we did have less overnight exam travel in Qs 1 and Q2. We do anticipate that travel expenses will increase in the remainder of the fiscal year. And lastly, with regard to expenditures, professional services, specifically with regard to legal, architectural, and accounting services, those typically are paid in the second half of the fiscal year, specifically the accounting one, accounting services. Moving to the liquidity report, which is on page 27 of your packet. Total unreserved cash at the end of the period was $5.9 million, with 8.2 months of operating costs available. A reminder that our revenue is cyclical throughout the fiscal year. This is our high point of our cash balances and generally of our most of our revenue collection. We have completed analysis, and we anticipate that at the end of FY24, this will be, we'll have under 6 months of operating reserves, again, at the end of the fiscal year.
Members, any questions? Thank you.
That concludes our report.
Commissioner Redd.
Yes, for the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending, I'm Tony Antop, Director of Operations, will provide the report.
Morning, members.
Good morning.
Antonia Anto for Savings and Mortgage Lending. Our report begins on page 28. This is our second quarter financials. Our revenues are at 100%, 100.4%. The slight under budget amounts of licensing revenues and thrift assessments is offset by increased depositor interest due to higher interest rates than budgeted. So we're exactly 100%. On the expenditure side, we're about 10% under budget, mostly due to vacancies. The vacancies drive also some of the operating expenditures. Our travel is 1% over budget, and this is the trend that we're expecting the rest of the year. It's going to be higher than budgeted, but I don't expect that it will impact overall the budget negatively. Those variances are described on page 29. And on page 30 is our liquidity report. We're currently at 6.7 months of reserves, and that's our highest point of the year because the first and the second quarter is when we go through license renewals. The third and the fourth quarter, we will see taper off, and the fourth quarter is traditionally our lowest point of the year, but we will still be in compliance with the Finance Commission liquidity policy. Any questions for me?
Any questions, members? Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, members, do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the agency's 2024 second quarter financial statements?
So moved, President Morris.
Marty Green, second.
Thank you. Any discussion, members? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion carries. We'll now move on to item E, Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm reporting on activities related to the Texas Financial Education Endowment Fund. We're sort of, Patricia Horde's going to come forward and perhaps give us a report on that. And we are sort of at the conclusion of one grant cycle and the beginning of another. So there's quite a bit going on. Patricia, I'll let you provide a report on that.
Thank you. Good morning. Patricia Horde, Office of the Consumer Credit Commissioner. As Commissioner Pettijohn mentioned, we're at the end of the 2022-2023 grant cycle. The semi-annual report for the fourth and final term is in your packet beginning on page 32. The final reimbursements have all been paid. We had a really successful fourth period. Over 12,000 hours of direct financial education were provided to more than 5,300 Texans. And for the
entire grant term, we reimbursed nearly $400,000, which is about 98% of the total award amount. You may notice about $10,000 was not reimbursed. We had a few grantees who were not able to spend up all of their award, but we feel like it's been a really successful grant cycle. The 2024-2025 grant cycle is off to a great start. We have been hosting virtual welcome webinars with each of our grantees, new and returning grantees. That has been received very, very well. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. It's just kind of a, do you have any questions at this point? Let us give you a face to go with the name, and that's been very well received. In addition, I recently was able to go on a site visit to one of our new grantees in the Houston area, Pockets Change. They're working in the Houston area high schools, and they were introducing students to the Hip Hop Fin Fest, which is a rap song competition that they are promoting, and students write a song in regards to what we, how we feel about money influences, how we think about money influences, what we do with money. And so the students were all really excited about that, and they have a chance to win money and perform their song and travel to New York. And so that was really exciting to see, and the students especially liked the idea that they could be honest about finances, and it's such an important topic. So that was really, really wonderful to see.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you. Okay. Item F, Commissioner Retta.
Yes, the report on the mortgage grant fund begins on page 49, but I would draw your attention to page 52, which provides a summary there during the second reporting period, which ended at the end of December. And we detail there the funds dispersed to date and the 10 different grantee organizations that received it. To date, we've, through the second of the semiannual reports, we've funded about 47% of the total. Obviously, some still remaining, but remain in communication with all of the grantees. And then there's a detail on each one to look through in terms of the impact that they're having and the status of where they are.
Just a quick question. Is Molly Curl still on your advisory?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if that changed with her passing, you know, off our commission or not. Good. Any other questions, members? We'll now move on to item G. Commissioners, will there be any discussion for items G?
None for us.
Okay. None for us.
Therefore, being no further business of the meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned. The time is 8:47.